This is data indicating history, physical, paid mission note, patient name, DODD, library, LABRI, date of birth 1/17/1983, place, future care charge, village, date of service 8/5/2023, history of pregnant children. This is a 40-year-old female. She was at a future care charge village rehab. She was an IV antibiotic being treated for infected GROI, groin wound. Patient status post pseudo aneurysm repair with the fasciotomy. Also, she has IV drug abuse history. And she has MSSA bacteremia with she had a recent surgery, left CFA, aneurysm, status post, resection and reconstruction, and adhesions of the wound. Also, she has a fasciotomy. While in the rehab center, she was being monitored with follow-up CMP. She was on cefazolin. Her liver function went high. She would develop transaminitis. And in the facility, the AST, ALT was trending up. And we also did STD workup. She has a RPR positive with titer 1/1/28. Patient care was discussed with infectious disease. They were following her outpatient also. Antibiotic initially switched from amoxicillin to oxicillin, but liver function continued to rise. Patient was transferred to the University of Maryland Hospital. Patient was admitted at University of Maryland with a transaminitis because of repeat AST, ALT at the university. Emergency room was 1,375, ALT 1,052. Patient was admitted. She antibiotic was held at the facility. It's got antibiotic holiday. While in the hospital, she was reevaluated by infectious disease, and she was started on daptomycin, and the trending of the liver enzyme done. They started trending down. GI consultation done over there, and they recommended outpatient follow up. For syphilis, she was started on doxycycline 100 mg BID to give for 4 weeks, being shortage of benzathine and penicillin. After stabilization, patient was sent to the rehab. Today, when I saw the patient, she's lying on the bed. She has no headache, no dizziness, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting, no cough, no congestion. Past medical history. Patient has history of hepatitis C, but not treated yet. Will be treated outpatient as per ID recommendation. And left CFA, pseudo aneurysm, status post repair. Patient status post fasciotomy with the sartorius, S-A-R-T-O-R-I-S flap. On July 1st, wound hissens being followed by a surgical vascular team. Recently diagnosed syphilis, history of hypothyroidism, history of endometriosis, history of arthritis, history of IV drug abuse, currently a methadone. Allergies, Zoloft. Medication upon discharge. Dapto, DAPTO, daptomycin, 750 mg. IV daily. For 7 days. Doxycycline, 100 mg POBID for 27 days. Aspirin, 81 mg daily. Dovinox, 40 mg subcutaneous daily. Ferrocephal, 325 mg, 3 times a day. Melatonin, 5 mg at night. Methadone, 60 mg daily. Nicotine, 14 mg patch daily. Pentel cream for the skin wound, as recommended by the wound team. And Vanilla Foxine, VENLAFX, 75 mg daily. These are the medication recommended from the hospital. She was also recommended for oxycodone, 5 milligram, 15 milligram every 3 hour PRN for severe pain. And today, review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, palpitation, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea. She has a decreased appetite, musculoskeletal, some pains in the wound side, and no leg edema, left lower extremity wound healing. Neuro-syncope, endocrine-body, uniparty, physical exam, patient awake, alert, oriented, M3, and vital, stable, she's afebrile, had data macronomicolic, isometric, no unit discharge, throat clear, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart, estimates to regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel some positive, extremities, left groin area wound, both lower extremities, no edema, left leg. She has a lateral aspect wound is healing. Medial aspect of the left extremity wound still has open, but there's no discharge, no sign of infection. Neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented, M3. Assessment, patient is admitted. Recent transaminitis, secondary to medication side effect and antibiotics, and in the setting of hepatitis C. Next line, recently diagnosed. Syphilis, late latent syphilis. Next line. MSSA, bacteremia, next line IV drug abuse, next line history of hypothyroidism, history of anemia, plan of care will continue all her current medications, physical therapy will follow the patient, local skin care, and outpatient follow-up ID, and will do close monitoring of liver function test, CBC and CMP. Care plan will discuss the nursing staff. Thank you.